This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, elsewhere in the unencrypted American economy, there's this. We led yesterday with a story about how consumers have been spending a lot of money on their homes of late and how that's been helping Lowe's and Home Depot to do quite nicely. Thank you very much. The upscale home furnishing store Restoration Hardware, however, isn't feeling that same love. The company has reported disappointing earnings for the quarter ended in January. Marketplace's Annie Baxter looks at what's up there.
Jeff Lessard is a serious Restoration Hardware shopper. He and his wife have recently dropped about $17,000 decorating their new home outside Boston with everything from couches to crushed velvet chairs.
The chairs are the petite Belgian slope arm chairs. Actually, they're a little bit small for the space. Wish we had purchased the larger ones.
That kind of customer was harder to come by in January, says Restoration Hardware. When investment portfolios shrank, consumers retrenched, hurting its quarterly results. Here's Telsey Advisory Group analyst Christina Fernandez.
I do think probably the month of January, there was some impact from the stock market volatility.
Restoration Hardware also cited weakness in areas affected by oil markets like Texas. But Fernandez says those factors don't seem to be hurting other home furnishing stores. She says Restoration Hardware's troubles seem to be more of its own making, like not having enough inventory lined up after launching new products.
Even though they get the orders, they can't recognize them as sales until the product gets delivered.
And retail consultant Carol Speakerman says Restoration Hardware is seeing growing competition from a cheaper online retailer.
It's a very promotional environment. Especially when you look at a competitor like Wayfair, for example, more or less the Amazon of that space.
Still, Speakerman says Restoration Hardware is making some interesting moves, like launching a modern collection, which might just need time to play out. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.